Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us to the situation in Lebanon as the Lebanese resistance movement. Hezbollah says terrorist groups such as ISIL, Al-Nusra Front, and Al-Qaeda have suffered heavy blows in Lebanon. According to Hezbollah's Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qasem, the cooperation between the Lebanese army and the resistance movement has defeated the terrorists. He added that the liberation of some towns and villages along the Lebanese-Syrian border has created a secure area between the two countries. Qasem said there's been no car bomb attack inside of Lebanon since last year, thanks to Lebanese forces standing up against terrorist groups. While the cleric made the comments after the 8th General Assembly of the Islamic Radio and Television Union in Tehran. Crossing over to Idaho, joined by political commentator, Mr. Mark Glenn. Mark, thanks so much for being with us. Well, interesting news. I mean, Lebanon's resistance movement is basically saying that the ISIL and al-Nusra and al-Qaeda are basically finished in Lebanon. What do you think about these comments and the significance of what is being said?
Well, I think that the bigger significance here is that what we see here is a small explanation as to why there is this drive to destroy Iran, because you cannot discuss Hezbollah and its successes and then to leave Iran out of the equation, because Hezbollah basically is an extension of what the Iranians have achieved in the Middle East since 1979. This is what has gotten Netanyahu and these other Zionist monsters so worried with regards to Iran, is that Iran will succeed in doing throughout the region what it has done in Lebanon with regards to Hezbollah. The Iranian method is one that is very rational. It is very practical. It is very scientific in its application of resistance against Zionism. And the statements from Secretary General Qasem underscore this, and this is the reason why Iran has to be removed as a player in the Middle East, because if she does succeed in bringing the fruits of her revolution throughout the region, then the entire region will become Hezbollah, and indeed Israel will be wiped off the map politically.
So with the situation right now, at the same time we're talking about this, we're seeing ISIL actually have victories in some other places. One of them is Libya right now, where they are basically taking over certain areas of certain committing massacres. We have the Arab League actually asking now for help. Tell me, with Hezbollah being obviously successful with what they have done, is it possible that other Arab entities could duplicate what Hezbollah is doing? What is different in what Hezbollah and the Lebanese army or the military has been doing as opposed to other armies or entities in other countries?
Well, these other Arab countries certainly could duplicate what the Lebanese have succeeded in doing. If they were to cut ties with the West, principally with America, and make alliances with Iran, because as long as America has got her dirty hands in the business of the Middle East, then you will see these various Arab countries, whether it's Libya, whether it's Jordan, or even as inconceivable as it sounds on its face, Saudi Arabia someday, falling to these wild dogs, because at the end of the day, this is what the United States and Israel want. They want chaos throughout the region. And so these other Arab countries, yes, they could succeed in doing this, but they can't have both. They're going to have to choose to be on one side or the other. And if they truly do want to save their countries, to save their societies, their cultures, the independence that they would like to be able to claim for themselves, they're simply going to have to break the handcuffs and the shackles that are holding them hostage to the Zionist interests, whether it's in the United States or Israel. Not until that time will we see these wild dogs rounded up and dealt with the way that wild dogs should be dealt with.
Thanks so much for being with us out of Idaho, Mr. Mark Glenn, political commentator.
Thank you.